Even though I had gotten a clear reading on smell-o-radar, I decided to get a second opinion. Drover, come here at once and tell me what this is. He had been skipping along, looking at the clouds. He skipped over to where I was waiting.
Oh, hi. What did you say?
I pointed to the spot where I had caught the scent. I said, tell me what this is. He squinted down at the ground.
Well, it looks like dirt.
Smell it, Drover, and hurry. This could be very important. He sniffed it.
Well, it smells like dirt. It looks like dirt, and it smells like dirt, so I guess it's dirt.
The air hissed out of my lungs. Please try to be serious. There's an odd scent down there, and I want you to tell me what it might be. He sniffed it again.
Well, let's see here. Cow manure?
No.
Hominy?
Drover? He sniffed it again. This time his eyes sprang open.
Oh my gosh, there it is. Do you reckon it's what I think it is?
That depends. What do you think it is?
Well, what do you think it is?
I thought it might be a jackrabbit. He sniffed the spot again.
Yep, me too. It's a jackrabbit, sure enough.
Well, there we are. Two independent snifferations show positive for jackrabbit. He beamed his patented silly grin.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I was afraid it might be a barrel hog.
Feral hog, Drover, and no, this is nothing close to a hog scent. Hogs smell hoggy, you know.
Yeah, it did smell kind of hoggy.
No, I say it didn't smell hoggy. He sniffed the spot again. This time his grin faded.
Yeah, but it does. I can smell it now, and it's hoggy.
This report sent a chill down my backbone. Did you say hoggy or doggy? The scents are very similar, you see, and if it's a doggy smell, it might be, well, Plato hiding in that bush, and we'd rather find Plato than a wild hog, right? Smell it again. He did. I'll bet it's a doggy scent. What do you say? When his head came up, I could see fear in his eyes.
Who's going into the bush to check it out?
Well, Drover, I had thought this might be a great opportunity for you to, well, take some responsibility and prove your stuff. What do you say?
Forget that.
What?
I said, gosh, I'd love to, but all at once this old leg.
I heaved a sigh. Never mind. Forget it. Sorry I mentioned it. I'll go in myself. You'll be sorry, of course, and don't blame me when... All at once, a wild, musky smell entered my nostrils. My ears jumped, and a strip of hair along my backbone stood straight up. On second thought, Drover, maybe we should bark the alarm and let Slim do the honors. We mustn't hog all the glory, so to speak. And with that, we backed up several steps, quite a few steps, actually, and began lobbing mortar barks into the thicket. Have we discussed mortar barks? It's one of the many techniques we have for blasting an enemy, and it's one of the most difficult. You have to aim high, don't you see, so that your bark arches high in the air and then falls right into the middle of the target. When it's done right, the sonic waves from the ferocious barking will come crashing down on the target and actually disable the enemy, knocking him senseless to the ground. No kidding. So there we were, the elite troops of the security division firing off round after round of mortar barks and dropping them right into the middle of the plum thicket. Slim heard the roar of the barrage and came riding over to us. What's the deal? Y'all find something in that thicket? He stood up in the stirrups and squinted towards the brush. Well, I don't see anything. Come on, Snips, let's check it out. He nudged Snips with his spurs, but Snips didn't move. He lowered his head, snorted, and backed up a step. Slim spurred him again,
but the cowardly horse refused to go forward. See, what did I tell you? These horses prance around and talk all kinds of trash, but when it comes to action, they just can't cut the ketchup. The mustard. They can't cut the mustard. Slim was losing his patience.
Hank, reckon you could do something that would make this crowbait move?
Heh heh. Sure. No question about it. Not only could I do something, but I would enjoy it. Have we mentioned my position on horses? I don't like them. Never have. I slipped up behind the crowbait, the big cowardly crowbait, and took aim at his big fat bohunkus.
Blood tubes 1 and 4, and plot a solution. We have a solution light. Ready? Aim. Fire.
We call this helping horsey move. And fellers, he moved. Once he felt the grisp of my teeth digging into his haunch, he went airborne and flew right into the middle of the plum thicket. Old Slim lost his left stirrup and had to claw leather and hang on to the saddle horn to stay aboard. Sure enough, something came flying out of the thicket. Maybe you think it was a jackrabbit, or a stray badger, or even the birdly wonder himself. Nope. Remember that discussion Drover and I had held about whether the scent was hoggy or doggy? And remember that I had argued and insisted that it was hoggy? Well, it was. And guess what came out? 6 squealing, screaming little hoglets. Piglets. Piggies. 6 baby pigs, shall we say, and they scattered in all directions. That was the good part. The bad part followed a moment later when, yikes, when a huge 300-pound mother hog came crashing out of the thicket, and fellers, she looked mad enough to eat somebody and mean enough to do it. Yes, it was every dog's worst nightmare, a huge inflamed wild hog mama. She glared up at Slim and Snips with flaming piggish eyes, grunted, and snapped her jaws, which were armed with long, sharp tushes. Tusks. Tuskeses. Teeth, big teeth. For a moment of heartbeats, she and Slim stared into each other's eyeballs, and Slim had just enough time to say,
"Boys, I think we have wore out our welcome."
He had that right. Mama Hog came flying out of the thicket, uttering horrible murderous squeals, and took aim at Snips. Did I say that Snips was fat and lazy? Well, he might have been fat and lazy, but he sure didn't move fat and lazy. In the blink of an eye, he swapped ends and crashed his way out of the plum thicket. Once out of the brush, he dropped his head between his front legs and went bucking across the pasture with Mama Hog right on his heels. As they crested the top of a sandhill to the east, I got my last glimpse of poor Slim. He'd lost one rein and both stirrups, was sprawled across the saddle like a sack of potatoes, and was hanging on to Snips' neck for dear life, looking back with moon eyes and yelling, "Yah, yah!" at Mama Hog. Whew. Boy, we had sure dodged a bullet there. I mean, I felt terrible that Slim had, well, been foolish enough to ride into that thicket. I mean, he should have waited and let us dogs go in first to test the situation. But no, he'd been in a hurry, and we'd tried to warn him that thicket might contain something large and dangerous, right? I had done my best to... I glanced around for Drover. At first, I saw no sign of him, but then my keen eyes picked up a flash of white on the other side of the thicket. I moved around to get a better look and saw, the hiney and stub tail of a dog sticking up. Only the front half of his body was missing.
Holy smokes! Had the wild hog taken a slash at little Drover and cut him in half?
That certainly appeared to be the case. I rushed over to the spot, expecting to see a ghastly scene with hair and gore and puddles of blood.
Drover, don't move. You've been cut in half. Lie still and don't try to talk. Where's your head? I heard his faint reply.
I'm not sure. Everything's dark.
You're losing consciousness. Fight it, Drover. Try to stay awake. I've got to find your head. Do you have any idea where it went?
Well,
just lie still and don't talk. If I can find your head, maybe we can stick you back together and save you.
I think my head's in here with me.
Oh, good. For a minute there, I was afraid it had rolled off somewhere. Don't give up hope, son. Modern medicine performs miracles every day.
Help! The darkness is closing in.
Fight it, Drover. Don't give up. Can you give me some hints? If your head is there with you, just tell me where you are.
Well, let's see. I think I'm in a hole.
Huh? It was then that I noticed. Did you think Drover had been cut in half? No, if he'd been cut in half, we wouldn't have been carrying on a conversation, see, because he dug the top half of his body into a sand hole, is what he'd done, and to a casual observer, it might have appeared that, well, the lower half of his body was just standing there, without a head, or shoulders, or front legs. I marched over to him and gave him a kick in the behind. You can come out now, Drover. I've solved the mystery of the severed head. He pulled himself out and shook the sand off his carcass.
Oh, hi. Gosh, there for a minute I thought...
You thought you'd been decaffeinated, but you ignored one tiny detail. At the first sign of danger, you burrowed the top half of your body into the sand. In cowardly fashion, you fled from reality.
Yeah, and boy, she sure looked mean. I guess she was a wild hog.
Well, she thought she was wild, until I got done with her. Drover's eyes widened.
You mean, you whipped her?
Oh, sure. She was nothing but an ugly pig, Drover, and I told her so.
No fooling?
Yes, and then I gave her the trashing she so richly deserved. I guess you heard all that squealing. She learned a bitter lesson, and I don't think we'll be seeing any more of her. It was then that I noticed the piglets. They had come together, put their heads to the center, and piled on top of each other. Well, look at this, Drover. A pile of little piggies. Let's have a look. I marched over to them, but Drover didn't move.
You know, that might not be such a great idea.
I mean, if... Oh, rubbish. That old hag of a hog wouldn't dare.
Huh?